Sustainable Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their gardening questions. You're welcome to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Celebrating Arbor Day this weekend, if you have planted a tree, you can go ahead and text me, 23680. Let me know what tree you planted or what you're going to plant. It's always a good time in January to plant trees, so you have plenty of time for the rest of the month to get one planted, or you can volunteer at a site that is planting trees. So, you know, that works just as well, especially if you don't have enough room in your property, your house, your lawn, to plant another tree. You can always help someone else plant a tree. But in honor of Arbor Day, we're going to listen to our good friend John Denver and become inspired.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And the dirty word of the day is branch collar. It's two words, okay? But I missed last week, so it counts. Branch collar. Branch collar is wood that forms around a branch attachment, frequently more pronounced below the branch. The branch collar is used to identify the correct location of all thinning cuts. A collar is the shoulder between the branch and the trunk of woody plants, and it's, you know, sort of like an inflammation formed at the base of the branch, and it's caused by yearly growth that overlaps trunk tissue. The shape of the branch collar is due to two separate growth patterns. Initially, the branch grows downward towards the branch, and then the following layer overlaps it, and it's seasonal trunk growth, which envelops the whole branch. Branch collars serve as a strong foundation to the branch, and its orientation and internal characteristics allow the branch to withstand stress from numerous directions. Functionally, the branch collar also influences the conductivity of nutrients and growth patterns. The branch collar, which provides a protective barrier, prevents infection and decay, and it can be also useful in diagnosing bacterial diseases. Your proper pruning technique should accommodate for the branch collar structure so that you don't damage the tree, because these areas are easy to decay and get disease into the tree if the tree is not pruned properly. So branch collar is your dirty word of the day. You can find all of the dirty words each week, along with what to do in your landscape, my design tips and articles, and more on betterlawns.com. Also, if you're on Facebook, I would really love to connect with you, and you can send me your photographs and questions, just like Beverly did. I just posted her picture of the beautiful saucer magnolias that are blooming in North Florida right now, and I would love to hear what's going on in your garden, whether you're in North, Central, or South Florida. And let me know what's going on. So that will be helpful. So if you have a text message, 23680, we will get to all your text messages. And I will tell you, if I don't get them to them during the show, I will respond later. And I have your email address. That will be, I can do that too as well. You can contact me through betterlawns.com and send me a gardening question that way. And then you can also send me photographs. And it's really, you know, if you're asking for identification, photographs are the best. I was looking at Facebook yesterday, and there was a gentleman who said he had a ruby slipper hydrangea. And he showed a beautiful picture of this beautiful shrub that had red flaming flowers coming from it. And it was about 10 feet tall. And, you know, it just caught my eye because ruby slipper hydrangeas don't grow here in Florida. And he lives in Central Florida. So I looked at the plant, kind of, you know, expanded it out. And it was not a ruby slipper hydrangea. It was a Brazilian flower that does very well here. And it's just gorgeous. So it's always important that when you're trying to get plants identified, that you send a photograph, because common names are very easily changeable and misinterpreted. So if you want a good identification, a good photograph is the way to do it. Also, too, we have a bonsai plant. Bonsai plant. Okay, this is a great text message from George. Bonsai plant living on a boat, yay or nay, George. George, yay, go for it. I think that's a great idea, you know, and you can keep it out on the deck portion, or you can keep it inside if it doesn't need a lot of sunlight. I would just be concerned about watering it. You don't necessarily want to water it with salt water. So just to check that out. Make sure that you have some, you know, some regular water that's desalinized that you can water it with. That would be great. And then, Alice, yes, send me a picture of that oak tree. That would be great. That would be very important. So have you ever seen a Facebook post of food and you just start wishing you could eat it at that moment?
That is all day, every day for me.
I'm telling you, so do I. Leah Brooks' Facebook page does that to me. She posts photos of her abundant food growing in her tower gardens. They overflow the sides and the tops of the towers. After the break, Leah Brooks is going to tell us about stepping out into her backyard and harvesting fresh fruits and vegetables all year long. And so she grows her own food. She has chickens, too. I wonder if we'll be able to hear them. And I don't know if she has a rooster or not. We'll ask her. Growing your own food is not only possible, why aren't you doing it? If you live in Florida, you don't want to miss Leah's adventure. She's coming up next. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
We're a farm store. A family store. A look what I found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a hey neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Check out the huge selection of men's, women's, and kids' Wrangler clothing at the lowest prices every day. Like these Wrangler retro bootcut jeans for just $49.99.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this morning we have with us Leah Brooks with Tower Gardens, and she is an incredible gardener. She has wonderful harvests from her outdoor edible plants and vegetables, fruits, and we're going to be talking with her this morning. Good morning, Leah. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. It's so great to be back with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I will tell you, your food posts and your plants make me just drool. I love them. How was your holidays?
It was really good, Teresa. I was up in Minnesota and in a blizzard, and I'm so glad to be back in Florida.
I'm glad you got back in time. So we did have some cold temperatures over the last couple of weeks while you were gone. And I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, how did they do in the Tower Gardens while you were away?
Yeah, everything did great. I was gone for 10 days and I came back and everything is producing like crazy. You know, this has been an interesting winter because it's been cold, but I haven't had a freeze yet here in Orange City. So I'm actually still harvesting green beans. Can you believe it?
Wow, that is something.
I picked a pumpkin last week. So this is a little bit of an odd year. But I'm growing all the winter stuff right now. So broccoli, cabbage, lettuces, bok choy. I have poha berries, which I love. Strawberries, chard, all the Asian greens, Swiss chard, snow peas. I mean, really everything that you would grow in winter, but I still have peppers and tomatoes going too. So it's really fun in the garden.
It has been an interesting year, and I do agree with you. I just wonder, what is your typical meals like during the week? You know, you mentioned all of that food. What kind of meals do you have?
Yeah. You know, you said earlier that I was a great gardener, but I'm actually a mediocre gardener that uses a great system. so I look at my garden as a kitchen garden. You know, I don't really grow to put up in canned food just because I don't like to work that hard. But I do dehydrate and make some preserves. But generally, you know, the Tower Garden lets me grow year-round because the roots stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter. So I just go out. We eat a lot of stir fry. We go out and pick bok choy and beans and peas, and we'll make fried rice. We'll make soups, lots of salads, especially in the winter when the romaine lettuce is really, really sweet. And, you know, I eat like simple stuff. Like I might just make a hamburger patty and cook up a big mess of dandelion greens or chard. Yeah. So, you know, simple stuff is what we eat, but we feel great when we eat out of the garden. And so we eat out of it every day.
That's amazing. So now, tell me, for our new listeners and for people that don't know, tell them what a tower garden is.
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so it's a hydroponic system. It's actually aeroponic, which means the roots spend as much time, actually more time hanging in air than they do in water. And it's vertical, so you can plant 52 plants easily on it. And it was developed here at Epcot. So it really handles our harsh sun and our heat really, really well. And I have customers from South America all the way up to Alaska growing, you know, indoors, outdoors, rooftop, next to the pool. It's a very space-saving system. And you get out of the dirt, which really can make gardening so much easier.
I agree with you. So now, how do they perform in freezes? You said that the water is warm in the wintertime. So do you have to do any special protection for it when it does get below like 32 degrees?
Yeah, well, here in our area, it's real simple. We can just throw a frost cloth over the tower garden and we can, you know, just protect the plants. The roots, I usually turn the pump to run on all the time. So it's keeping those roots warmer overnight. You can move it because it's on wheels, so you can move it into like the garage if you want, but you don't need to. There are some plants that just won't make it through the winter. Like I just get, you know, I won't, from experience, basil and cucumbers won't make it through the winter, but everything else will do really well. Sometimes green beans don't, but this year they did. And, you know, if you get a little further north, you can add like turtle tank heaters to the water to keep that water even warmer.
Turtle tank heaters. I love that.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Yeah, in the summer, you can throw frozen water bottles in there. In the winter, you can heat up the water. It's so adaptable.
That's great. Now, so in Florida, we can still be planting beets and broccoli and Brussels sprouts, cabbages and carrots and items like, you know, still winter vegetables. Can you plant the winter vegetables in the tower garden too still?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to start warming up in about 7 weeks or so. And so, you know, you kind of want to, if you're growing in the ground, you want to look at that. But in the tower garden, I am able to grow those winter vegetables a lot of times all the way through June. You know, it's fun. I found some different, you know, varieties that are even better at handling our heat, like Piracicaba broccoli. It's a broccoli from Piracicaba, Brazil. So it grows in the tropics. It's very sweet. It looks kind of like broccolini, but it's sweeter. And you can eat, have you ever had Chinese food with broccoli in it? That's what it looks like, that long stem. Yeah, maybe with a little leaf attached to it. And I can grow that well into summer. So, you know, finding some of those varieties that like the tropics can really extend your gardening season.
So you must be excited right now with all the seed catalogs.
Yeah, always, always. Yes, I do tend to buy from Florida seed producers, though. You know, when the pandemic hit, we couldn't get seeds from a lot of the big seed growers, and I have found some wonderful local gems. And when they're growing and harvesting seed and selling it here in Florida, that plant becomes super well adapted. So like Working Foods in Gainesville, Tomato Growers Supply, Whitlam Organics, the local guys can really give you some wonderful seeds.
Excellent. So my client has literally told me he's gotten literally hundreds of tomatoes off of his tower garden, and his eggplants are still doing well. He's planning to get five more. And so how many tower gardens can you have at one time? Or are they just, you can just have as many as you want?
You can have as many as you want. You know, the children's home, the Methodist Children's Home in Enterprise, they are growing 16 tower gardens. In a very small space. They don't take up much room. I have six growing. And, you know, if a family wants to eat a salad every day and then have like cucumber and some cherry tomatoes and some herbs for cooking, one tower garden is perfect. If you want to start expanding your palate and, you know, growing broccoli and growing lots of green beans and things like that, two or three tower gardens are really great.
Okay, and so how do you fertilize when you're doing hydroponics or aeroponics?
It's all about the minerals and the mineral blend that you're using. And so Tower Garden uses the Tower Tonic, which is just earth and sea minerals suspended in water. And when you add water, you add that, and that's it. It takes care of itself.
So I saw the beautiful strawberries that you had, you posted online, and they looked great. How many strawberry plants do you have?
Well, let's see. On top of one tower, I have the baby greens kit, and so that holds 32, so 32 there. And another tower, I have the combo kit, so that holds 16. So what is that, 48?
Yeah.
Strawberry plants? Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot of strawberries, but I mean, they barely make it in the house, you know. We just go out there, and as we're harvesting, we're eating strawberries.
You forage while you harvest, okay? So we were going to have dessert tonight, but no,
right,
it didn't make it inside the kitchen.
Yeah, and you know, they're clean. You don't have to wash or process it because it's not on the ground. It's not getting splashed with dirt. It's not being, you know, there's no rodents crawling over it. It's up high in the air and getting washed with rain. God's way.
So do your chickens eat from your tower gardens?
Yeah, if I let them, but I don't let them anymore because they have learned to jump 6 feet tall. No.
So how did you teach them not to jump, or did you just have them in a little pen?
It's an electric fence.
Oh, that'll teach them.
That's right.
Okay, so when is your next step? So you're going to have cold temperatures for about 7. When will you start planning for spring?
Well, pretty soon, within the next couple of weeks, I think, you know, starting to get the zucchini going and the basil going again. And what I like to do, Teresa, is I just get a really simple grow light off of Amazon. It's like $25. And I'll start my seeds indoors to kind of protect them because we may still get a freeze, you know, through the end of March. Sort of protect them, especially at night if it gets cold. Let them grow for a few weeks. And then maybe 1st of March, I'll put them in the tower garden and they'll just take off. And if we do get a freeze, again, I can pop that plant out, which is cool. I don't have to dig it up. I can just pull it out, bring it in the house, baby it overnight, and then put it back out the next day.
That's really cool. I really like that. So you are a devoted mentor for anyone wanting to learn how to grow their own food. How can listeners contact you for more information on Tower Gardens?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to help. So my phone number is 386-473-2638. Please text me. So it's strange if you call and it goes to voicemail, I may not get that for a day. I don't know why. So just text me and then I will call you back. You can also email me and that would be Garden Smarter. So GARDEN Smarter @gmail.com.
Leah, thank you so much for being a great example, but leading by example. You are just amazing. I so appreciate it. You're fun to follow on Facebook, and I get hungry reading your posts. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Teresa. I learned so much from you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? You can call me at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text at 23680. You can check out all our great products for our sponsor, Summit Responsible Solutions, at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their gardening dilemmas, their questions, their decisions. Give me a call if you'd like to know, what kind of flowers to plant, what colors work well. You're going to want to stay tuned over the next few weeks. We have some really great guests. Next week, I have Kathy Jentz, and we're going to celebrate another major holiday in the gardening world, and it's called National Seed Swapping Day. So we'll be talking about that. And then also, I have Kip McConnell coming on with the color of the year. And so I am going to tell you what you can plant with those. So it's just going to be a wonderful show next week. You're not going to want to miss it. You can call me with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to John in Tallahassee. Good morning, John. Thank you for holding on.
Good morning, Teresa. Up here in Leon County, we are having a big problem with an invasive plant called coral ardesia. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. And North Florida is inundated with them. It is so sad to see.
Yes. Well, in the past, what I've tried using on them with my pump sprayer is just glyphosate. And it seems to hurt them, but it doesn't kill them. But recently, I have read an article from the Tall Timbers group here, and a man said that in addition to the glyphosate, to put 5 tablespoons of another herbicide called 2,4-D
dicamba
in there. It helps the glyphosate get into the plant and kill it. Now, I haven't tried it yet, and I'm not even sure if I should try it yet with the temperatures here, barely getting up to 50. I've always heard that any kind of herbicide's going to work better when you're having daytime temperatures, in the 70s or higher. But I might try it anyway. And usually as a surfactant, I just use a few drops of dishwashing soap. But do you think I should instead use a regular crop oil?
No, I think what you're doing is fine. I don't mind the 2,4-D dicamba. I think that will work too as well. I'm just concerned about where we're spraying. So, usually you see it in conservation areas or on properties that are overgrown. And so you're going to risk, when you're using it, killing other plants that you don't want to get rid of. So I'd be very careful with it. In fact, I would even, unless it's all coral ardesia, spraying it, I'd probably be more likely to use a brush on it and brush it on so that it attacks each plant.
Yeah, I've tried that before. I've tried clipping it and using a product called Stump Killer Brush Killer and brushing it.
Uh-huh.
But this area back behind my house, which is kind of wild, it's got a bunch of that coral ardesia.
Yep.
And that would be a very time-consuming process.
It would.
Knees and do that.
Right. So I would suggest that you don't clip off the branches because the leaves are going to do is absorb the material and take it down to the root system. Whereas if you just cut it back and then spray it, it's going to go into the wound and it's going to affect it, but it's not going to really get into it because that wound will seal off and it doesn't really absorb it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
so brush be gone or, the glyphosate will work. And I appreciate you doing that because it's just such a bad issue. And it's spread by birds. So these berries are really hard to get rid of.
I know it. Have you heard any other ways of eradicating it?
No. So my suggestion to you two is as well, in the springtime, as it's blooming, is to cut it back and don't let those berries form. And that's going to help you that they're not going to drop into the ground and just keep, germinating.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Also, what is your theory on herbicides? Is it better to wait until the temps go up, or do you think they'll work just as effectively now with the temps being in the upper 40s?
Herbicides work best when the plant is growing. So the temperatures, I wouldn't do it during the winter time if the temperatures are below like 40 degrees. But if the plant's still growing, then that's when I would use it. But also, too, herbicides are not as effective when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So you've got a springtime, you know, first part of summer to get in there and do it, or, you know, in the fall when temperatures are averaging that, you know, 65, 70 degrees is a perfect time of the year because the plants won't are not stressed out. So when you're doing weeds, herbicides for weeds, the weeds are probably stronger at 90 degrees temperatures than the actual herbicide. So, you know, you just got two seasons a year where, you know, they work best. And I would, you'll damage or kill plants you don't want to in the heat of the summer.
Okay. Well, thank you for your information.
You're welcome, John. I certainly appreciate your efforts. I know that's a lot of work, but it's certainly worthwhile. I appreciate that. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee real quick. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. I posted your beautiful saucer magnolias on Facebook. People can go and look at them.
They're everywhere. I think every other house in Tallahassee has, I don't know if they're tulip. We call them tulip trees. Some people call them Japanese magnolias. But those and the red buds, I couldn't stop for a picture of red buds. But we've had spring all winter. And now that everything started blooming, the azaleas are blooming. They're not supposed to do that.
I know.
And you know, tonight it's going to be in the upper 20s, which will be very sad.
Upper 20s, but that's I think that's great. I love that you are seeing all of these saucer magnolias. I wish we could grow them here in Central Florida. They're gorgeous.
They're breathtaking. And I want to thank John for telling me about coral endesia. It's probably the only weed that I don't have in my yard, so thanks, John. I'll be out there looking. But there were a couple things I wanted to tell you.
Sure.
One, who knew thyme? It's almost a subaquatic plant. It needs so much water. You know, I asked you why I couldn't grow thyme, and you said I wasn't watering it enough. And ta-da, I have these beautiful thyme plants that I'm watering every other day. And the celery roots you were talking about, you can take the bottom of your celery stalks and sprout them in water, and they'll start growing. Now what do I do? You know?
So you've got it growing. I would pot it. You know, go ahead and plant it in the ground or plant it in a pot and harvest it. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like so much fun because it's on a scale I can actually handle right now. But they pop up really fast.
Yeah.
And I wasn't prepared for that to be successful.
Well, I am so glad that you are. That is great.
Yeah, it's working great. And I had many other things, but I know you have many other people who want to.
Well, I'm coming up on a hard break, but thank you for sending in me your photographs. I wish people would do that more, so I'm glad you're doing that. It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much.
I got a new camera just for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Beverly.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be right back with more of your gardening questions at 1-888-455-2967. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The wind in your hair, the sun on your face. There's nothing like experiencing Florida's waterways on a personal watercraft. Knowing how your PWC operates will keep you safe on the water. Remember, PWCs need thrust to change direction, so use a controlled amount of throttle to turn. Know your limits, never ride recklessly, and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invading your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I had someone text and ask for Leah's address. And if you will go to, you can email Leah at gardensmarter, GardenSmarter, at gmail.com. GardenSmarter@gmail.com. And she will respond to you. Let's go to Rick and Vieira. Good morning, Rick. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
All right, great. I have a couple of dwarf romaine lettuces that I let go to seed.
Uh-huh.
And they're blossoming. They're having a ball out there. But I have no idea how long it takes for them to mature on the plant.
Okay. All right. And so when they start to puff up and get, you know, where they have a lot of, I would say kind of gently wisps around them, you can go ahead and collect them and let them dry in the container, on the shelf, on your counter. So you can go ahead and start to collect them as it puffs up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it had a, from what I could read online, it looks like a dandelion.
It does. It does. It has kind of a wispy flower. And so, and the seeds are encased in those wispy flowers. So, you know, do it. So collect it on a day that's not windy and have the bucket right there or just a little bowl that will not fly away. So you want something a little deep to put them in. And then what you can then do is then bring them inside, dry them out, and then you can remove that chafe once they're dry, and you can feel the seed in it, and the seed's very tiny.
Yeah, I know. Because the only place I can find them so far has been at as nursery plants.
Right.
And I'm like, no, these things work fantastic. They taste good. They're small. I can tuck them in all over the place in the containers. And it's like, well, shoot, no. I'll just grow my own seeds.
There you go. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, they've been sitting there blossoming. They only last a day. And I only get, like, out of, say, 30 pot or buds, only two a day open up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, they're supposed to be self-pollinating.
They are. They pollinate themselves, and then they die.
Like, yeah, and then it lasts a day, gone, and then I'm sitting there looking at it going, okay, well, where are you going to do something else? You know, this little yellow flower came out, looks like a, remember the old paintbrush flowers?
Yes, the celosias.
Yeah, and then it goes away, and I'm like, okay. Nothing else is happening. I don't know how long. I got to wait until the little dandelion part comes up, right?
You can wait 2 to 3 days. Yeah, once it blooms and they start to, you know, it's going to start to dry out, and then you can collect them then. Okay, but I do want to remind you, Rick, that you are supposed to eat the lettuce and not let it go to seed. So are you getting to harvest any lettuce?
Oh, yeah. That's like probably 25 or 30 of them.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, these two just happened to be off in the corner somewhere. And I looked at them one day and I went, wait a minute. These are awful tall for a romaine.
That's right. So that's the way to tell how it's going to bolt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figured I'll just let it go and see what happens. And then off it came. And I'm like, okay, but that was... They've been blossoming now for almost 2 weeks.
Excellent. Well, you know, you still have time if you want to plant them. To plant the seeds.
They're already in the ground. They're in their containers.
No. I'm talking about the seeds that you harvest.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, I used to grow them up north in New Hampshire. And, I mean, God, you put out lettuce and there was snow on the ground.
Great.
It didn't matter. They take care of it.
They love the cold temperatures. That's right. Well, good job.
A little tiny, tiny one. A little tiny seedling, and it would grow into a full-size plant. It was just like, they don't care.
Mother Nature knows exactly what she's doing.
That's right. All right.
Thank you so much for letting me know. I appreciate it.
Will do.
You know, that's a great way to, you know, to get new plants. Or if you find a plant that you like, that's good and your kids eat it and you eat it, then to go ahead and just collect the seeds and replant it on the following season or in that same season.
I am so confused about that whole situation. Okay. So is this the lettuce germinates itself?
It self-pollinates, right. It's pollinated by wind. So there's about 12 different ways plants are pollinated, and there's all these different kinds of ways. And one of them is self-pollination. And when we say self-pollinate, it means that the wind will spread the seeds, spread the pollen,
right,
and it pollinates itself.
All right. I would have never guessed that.
Right. And so my vegetables this season bolted. It was just so hot. And I just didn't get to them in time. And so, you know, I am going to collect the seeds off of the kale and the lettuce.
There you go.
Yeah. And and see what happens. We're going to do that.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for me.
I just can never imagine just going out into your yard or your porch and just being able to go, you know what? I feel like a salad today. Oh, look, there it is. And, There it is. That is the coolest idea ever.
I'm going to be posting. I've got a picture I'm going to send you of Leah's tower gardens.
Yeah, I'm going to have to follow her, definitely.
She is definitely one to follow. And it's just, she is great. And she's just inspiring because we really should know how to grow our own foods. You know, goodness gracious, something happens and we can't find food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we going to do?
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's...
Foraging somewhere. And so, you know, with all the, but food tastes better when you grow it yourself. And it gets so easy to have children, you know, go ahead and eat their own vegetables when they've grown it.
Truth. That is the honest to God truth.
You know, and they get so excited about it. But they, you know, everybody should know where their food comes from. And a lot of people just don't realize, you know, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. My kids love Brussels sprouts. And but seeing them growing on a plant is so totally different. You're going, that is the funkiest thing I've ever seen.
That really is. And if you really want your kids to appreciate it, you give them hand tools to dig the garden with. And yeah, that's what I did with my kids, the first garden that we had. So, and they were just like, that was the hardest thing ever, but we loved every bit of the stuff that grew on it. So, you know, appreciation.
It is. It's just so healthy to learn where your food comes from. And what to do. So if you would like to get your gardening question answered, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. We have a few minutes. Or if you would like to text me, you can. And this is, you know, Arbor Day celebrating this weekend. You know, contact your city or county and see if they still have any trees left over to plant that you can run by and pick up. And usually the trees and plants that they have are natives and good for the zone that you're in. And if you're in the DeLand area, you definitely have to go by and you know, see Dana Venrick and Quality Green Specialist for all the trees and shrubs and native plants and flowers and perennials that he has there. Just a great assortment of trees that they're nice and healthy, and they look great, and they're easy to take home with you. That's what I love about plants. You can put so many in your car. And so you can go by Quality Green Specialist in DeLand at 335 West Michigan Street and stop by and let him know you appreciate him sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to Leah Brooks with Tower Gardens. You can contact her for guidance on how to grow your own food at gardensmarter@gmail.com or go onto Facebook and Leah Brooks and follow her. Her photographs are beautiful. With inflation and large shelves in the stores becoming more empty shelves becoming more common, it's an opportune time to get back to the earth and grow your own food. I certainly you know, appreciate that.
This is very true. Pay attention, people.
Yep. And a special thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. You can check out all of their products at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Lizzie, thank you so much for a fun show today. I'm so glad to be back and feeling better. I certainly do appreciate you making this program happen.
And the listeners are happy to have you back too, for sure.
Thank you so much. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. When you see flashing lights, move over a lane or slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. See lights? Move over, Florida. It's common sense, it's common courtesy, and it's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.